Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, blog talkers. My name is Stephon Mason, and today my co-host Michael Block, Michael Baptiste, will be discussing the book Think and Grow Rich for the whole month of May. Before we get into it, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Stephon Mason. I'm 17 years old. I am currently a senior in high school. After graduating high school, I plan on pursuing a career in culinary. And my goal is to become an executive chef in the long run. And I've been masterminding for 2.5 years. And Mr. Michael, are you on? Okay, if any callers on the line, can you please state yourself, please? Once again, are there any callers online? Please state yourself.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this caller?
Janet Mason.
Okay. Good morning, Ms. Janet Mason.
Good morning.
Currently, I'm waiting on my co-host, Mr. Michael Baptiste. He should be on any second now for the whole month of May. He and I will both be discussing the book, Think and Grow Rich. Once again, I'll reintroduce myself. I'm 17 years old. My name is Stephon Mason. I'm currently a senior in high school. After graduating high school, I plan on pursuing the career in culinary at Johnson & Wales University. My goal is to become an executive chef in the long run. Owning a 5-star restaurant or hotel, and or hotel rather. I'm still waiting on my co-host. Mr. Michael.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, you're on?
Hi, good morning. This is Janelle McNeil.
Hello. Hello, yes, Stephon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, okay. Great, sorry about that. I had a few technical difficulties. And, all right, well, I'll just get right into introducing myself. Good morning, everyone. My name is Michael Baptiste. Hello, someone just get on the call.
Okay, Michael, you have to mute the line. You can't ask everybody every time somebody comes on. You just have to keep going. It's a radio show.
Okay, sorry about that.
But let me do the proper introduction of the organization. This is the International Mastermind Association, and we are coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. We mastermind in 10 different areas of our lives. Spiritually, family-wise, health-wise, education, personal, business, creativity, recreation, and we mastermind for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and some more. And with that, we'll turn it back over to the youth for their Youth Blog Talk Radio Show, being co-hosted by Michael Baptiste, Stephon Mason, and Malachi Monroe. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. I'll take the liberty of introducing myself to everyone. Good morning, everyone. My name is Michael Baptiste. I'm currently a senior attending Florida Memorial University studying business administration with a big plan to become an entrepreneur, start my own car business, as well as also become a motivational speaker. Now, for me, the book Thank You, Rowers has changed my life tremendously, and the International Mastermind Association has also had a big impact on my life, and now I'm just a proud member of the organization. Just looking to move forward in life and help all those who are here today on the call. And so now I'll turn it back over to my co-host, Stephon Mason. Stephon, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
All right, great.
Okay. Today we'll be reviewing the first chapter of Think and Grow Rich. Well, actually not the first chapter, but the first step mentioned in Think and Grow Rich, and that's the that's the chapter on desire. Before I review my points, Mr. Michael, is there anything that you would like to explain to our listeners about this chapter?
Yes, I mean the chapter on desire is one of the most critical chapters in the entire book, Think and Grow Rich. This chapter basically is going to be the starting point for anyone who actually desires to accumulate riches or any type of achievement or success in life. In a manner that's actually going to allow you to achieve it in time. Now, we'd actually like to ask Mr. Malachi Monroe to step on the call. Malachi, are you on the call? Okay, I don't believe Malachi is on the call. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to turn it back over to you, Stephon.
Good morning, gentlemen. Excuse me. Would you guys please be so kind as to give your listening audience the way to listen to your show this morning? You need to give out the phone number, possibly, and the address to go online if they choose to listen to it online. So you want to make sure that your callers have a way to get in and also to listen to you on both ways. So we've not done that yet, giving our callers a way to call into the show. So Stephon or even Mr. Baptiste, if you all would please give that information, or if there is someone specifically working your back room, maybe Stephanie or someone that can readily give that information. I don't have it in front of me. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mike, would you mind giving the audience the number to contact the Blog Talk and also the website if they want to catch this session online?
Okay. Well, right at the moment, Mr. Mason, I'm actually having technical difficulties. My laptop won't allow me to log onto the Internet, so I won't be able to actually give out that information. However, if we can ask Ms. McNeil, who would have more information on the website and the direct location, pertaining to the URL of this actual blog radio, we can actually get that information out to the callers that are actually on the call. Ms. McNeil, are you on the call still? Okay, I guess Ms. McNeil may have stepped off the call. Mr. Mason, do you yourself, are you actually online right now on the log into the back room?
I'm currently not online. I'm having technical difficulties myself. I'm attempting to get back online. I guess it's going to take a while longer.
I've been able to locate it. I'll go ahead and give the information, gentlemen. This is Nefreda talking. You all can go ahead and start your show and begin with your chapter once I give out this information so you all can go on with your calls to be able to allow them to participate in whatever you're going to be discussing today from the section Desire. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. To call in or have someone to join us that's maybe not on with us yet this morning, the phone number is 661 554-9219. And please press 1 if you'd like to join the call or to make comments. That's 661-554-9219. And the way to join us via the internet is www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. We're looking forward to seeing you and hearing from you on the call this morning. Gentlemen, the call is yours. If there's anyone on the call, Ann McNeil, Stephanie, you all will need to be able to be available to the gentlemen as they're going back and forth to give that information. So please make yourselves available while they're on. Thank you both so much. You all are doing a wonderful, wonderful job for your first show. So please go ahead and start with your services.
All right, wonderful. All right, so thank you very much for that wonderful introduction and that wonderful piece of information. Now, Stefan, I'm going to direct the floor to you and ask you a simple question. My first question to you, Stefan, is what does the phrase "there is no retreat" mean to you?
The phrase "there is no retreat" to me means that there's no resort. You have nowhere to run. You have nowhere to go. You have no one supporting you, no one on your team. And to me, that's really important. You're supposed to, you know, be able to retreat, you know, have somebody to go to if you need anything.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little more on the last point that you just made, please?
Well, to elaborate a little more, you know, it's mainly important to have someone to retreat to or someone to go to, because I think that we all should, as people, should have, you know, someone that we can rely on in case there's an emergency or we need anything. You know, if we can't retreat to anybody, I think that, you know, as a person, you know, he or she will be in you know, in enormous trouble because no one's on their side. And it's very important to have someone on your side. It doesn't matter if it's one person. As long as one person is on your side, you'll be, you know, you can go to them for anything that you need, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Very, very understandable. Now, a little bit to add to that, you know, in the book, the chapter on desire, it speaks about how there was an example given about Mr. Barnes, how he wanted to go into a partnership with Mr. Edison, Thomas Edison, that is. And in this attempt to go into partnership with him, he burned all bridges behind him, and he left no chance of possible retreat. Now, he basically eliminated all sources of going back, you know, to where he started from, and leaving no other option either but to win or to perish. Now, can you give us a brief example or a detailed example of how you've applied this, you know, in your life, where you left yourself with no possible option to retreat? It was either win or perish. Can you give us an example, please?
Well, thank you for your question. I'm actually trying to use that method right now because I'm still... because I'm still a senior in high school, I'm trying to pursue a career in culinary. So I really want to be successful in the future, and I don't want to settle for less. So no retreat, where it goes back to, you know, to not having a retreat, or, you know, burning my bridge, you know, I want to continue moving forward. I don't want to move back. I want to progress. And... refer, you know, pertaining to that, I believe that, excuse me, I believe that I'm doing a pretty good job as of right now, because I still have a long way to go.
Great answer. Okay. All right, wonderful. Okay. So, Mr. Mason, my next question. There was actually a poem in the book, in the first chapter, Desire, and this poem was basically about the wage that one gets paid in life, how the wage that you ask for is the wage that you receive. What do you think this poem means? What does it mean to you?
I think the things are best for you.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? We can hear you.
No. That wasn't me. Well, this poem, to me, honestly, what it means is, okay, before I answer your question, I would like to read it, if it's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely, please. Please do.
Okay. Great, it says, I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why you must bear the task. I worked for a menial hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I'd asked for, life would have willingly paid. Excuse me, there's static in the background. Like, you please put your phone down.
That is applause. That's applause.
Uh-huh.
Great job, Stefan. Great job.
Okay.
No, that's Malachi giving applause in the background. Thank you, Stefan.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Malachi. To answer the question, in my opinion, I believe that this poem that was just stated means to me that whatever you want in life, you can achieve. Meaning, you know, if you want to be successful, you will become successful. You know, if you want more life, you will have more life, because nothing is impossible for you to have or attain. And the part that really stuck out to me was the first two stanzas. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. I mean, and that actually goes, you know, to be biblical a little. You know, you ask and you shall receive. Whatever you want, it shall be given unto you. And, you know, I believe that, you know, anyone can achieve, anyone can go above and beyond. And the poem just gave me, you know, a reality. You know, it made it a reality. And, that's about it.
Okay. Oh, well, great job answering that question, Stefan. Thank you very much. Now, just to piggyback off of that question, you know, what have you actually in your life asked for from life and you've actually received in terms of the wage that you, you know, want to gain from life? Are there any examples that you can give us?
Sure. There's an example I can use. Well, I want to pursue a career in culinary.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for me to get there, I'm going to need someone or know someone who has professionally and successfully completed that phase. What I mean by that is actually going to culinary school and graduating. And, you know, I needed someone to, you know, who graduated culinary school and who had a degree as a chef. I needed one of those. I needed a person like that in order to help me, you know, better myself as a young chef. And my mom, she knows the person. She graduated from the Cordon Bleu, and that really helped me because that's what I needed at the time. So I guess I got what I wanted, you know, if that pertains to the poem anyway.
Okay, so based off of that real-life experience that you actually had yourself, you can say that this poem, it has a lot of truth and value in it, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, so moving right along to the next question. Now, there was also a part in the book that spoke about how there are no limitations except for those that you set up in your own mind. Can you actually explain to us, you know, what this means to you specifically?
Can you please repeat that?
Okay. There was a section in the first chapter on desire that spoke about how there are no limitations except for those which you set up in your own mind. Now, my question to you is, what exactly does this mean to you? What does this statement mean to you?
To me, first, I believe that that's a very, very profound statement. I think that, in my opinion, that means that basically you can do whatever you want to do. You know, you can go above and beyond, and you know you can do whatever you set your mind to do. You know, there's no limitations. You can continue going. You continue progressing and increasing, and you know it just won't stop unless you want it to stop. So, let me answer your question.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing. That's a very good answer. And also to piggyback off of that statement, has there been any experiences in your actual life where you've had limitations in front of you that you were actually able to break through? Sivan, did you get the question?
Yes, sir, I got the question.
Okay.
I'll use school as an example. I'm currently in high school, and you know my mentality is that there are no limitations. I can't stop. I just can't stop at high school. I have to continue. I have to graduate. I have to get into college.
Mm-hmm.
I have to finish my 4 years in college. I have to graduate college. My mentality is to continue to progress from high school, because it just me being successful, it doesn't start after graduating high school. It takes a lifetime. It just can't stop right here. And I believe that I have to continue to progress after high school in order to actually become that desire to become.
Okay, so in a sense, it sounds like what you're saying is that success is a long journey.
Correct.
Not just
exactly.
A destination. Okay, not just one destination that you reach over time, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Sir, is it possible that you could take a question or a comment?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay, great. Would any of the callers like to ask a question?
This is Sharon Jackson. Actually, there are several callers that have their line open, but if it'd be all right, I'd like to make a comment related to the conversation that you just had. One of the things that Ann McNeil has said time and time and again is we have to plan for what are we going to do when we're 92. And that is a lifelong journey. I can't quite go through it the way she did it, but on one of the calls, she talked about there are things that we wanted when we were 15. Then when we got to 20, there were things that we wanted when we got to 20. There were things that we wanted at 30. There were things that we wanted at 40. There were things that we wanted at 50. And if she hears this, and I know that she's hearing it, I would like for her to come on the call and to go through that. The reason why you plan, what am I going to do when I'm 92? Because life is a journey. And for you to achieve all these things, you must plan for them years in advance. Now, Stefan right now is, 17. He's planning to go to college. He's planning to become a chef. But what happens when he becomes a chef? What happens after that? He's got to plan for being a husband and father and the next phase of being a chef. So there is a journey in life, and we plan for them, and that's the reason why we are in the International Mastermind. So I just wanted to make sure, I know that Ann is hearing what I said, but there was an exceptional explanation that she gave one morning, and I think it is worth going through again. So thank you very much for me giving that. But you do have probably three other callers that, if it's all right, I would like to open their mic and give them an opportunity to talk. You have Mike ending in 0184. Would you like to speak?
Sharon, thank you. That's Ann McNeil, 0184. And I would like to just let you go ahead to the other persons. I really didn't have a question. My mic was open from prior comments I was making. And I think Malachi is also in the back room, and you are, and Stephanie is, and the line was just not closed. So I really don't have a question. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, well, are there any other callers that have comments or questions online today? Okay, no. Okay, well, then we'll proceed right along. So, Mr. Mason, here I have another question for you that I like to ask you.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you question or make a comment?
Yes. Hello, good morning. My name is Gary Mason, and just in a conversation, I think that the topic is indeed a very profound topic, because when you're talking about desire, you're talking about the mind and infinite possibilities. It's a very exciting thought to entertain. Question for Stefan is, how do you, in your own opinion, how would you suggest for a person to cultivate the power of his mind, so that one can actually, in a tangible way, attain the things that they want to achieve, and achieve the goals that they want to achieve. How to cultivate that power? Like, if you want to get stronger in those exercises, if you want to get smarter, you read books, you do problem-solving activities. How do you cultivate the power of the mind to be able to attain those things that you want in life?
Okay, Mr. Mason, I couldn't hear you due to noise in the background. Rephrasing or repeating the question, please. It's a lot of feedback in your area. Hello?
Yes, hello? Can you guys hear me?
There's echo in your background.
That's weird. Okay. Is it still there? Do you still hear that interference?
A little bit. It's like breaking up. You can't. I hear what you're saying.
Okay. I'll try to talk slower. Maybe that will help.
Okay.
Okay, great. Basically, I just wanted to know, how can one cultivate the power of the mind in a tangible way to be able to achieve things that one wants to achieve?
Okay, thank you for your question. To answer your question, I believe that one way that a person can cultivate and the changing what they want. I believe a person can, you know, cultivate by basically doing things that relate to, you know, what they want to do in the future. For example, yes, if I want to become a chef, I'm going to cook. My way of cultivating, you know, a day to better myself, to book on how to improve my cooking. And, you know, and that can go for anyone else. All you have to do is just do things pertaining to what you want to do. If, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you start early and start reading books. Start reading books about, you know, their jargon, what they do, which they make. You start playing games, in that field. And, you know, that goes for anybody.
Okay, thank you for that answer.
Okay. Great job answering those questions, Stefan. Do we have any other callers on the line right now with either comments or questions that they'd like to ask? Okay, so not at the moment. All right, great. So what we'll do, we'll actually proceed on to the next question, which is going to be directed towards you, Mr. Mason. Now, Mr. Mason, my next question to you is, you know, based off the principles that are enlisted in the chapter on desire, you know, what are the six practical action steps?
Okay, well, the six action steps mentioned in the book.
Yes, sir.
The first one is to fix your mind. Okay, to fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire, it is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. The second step is to determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. Because there is no such reality as something for nothing. The third step is establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. The fourth step is to create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once. Whether you are ready or not, put this plan into action. The fifth step is to write out a clear, concise statement of the money you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisition. State what you intend to give in return for the money and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. And the sixth and final step is to read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night and once after rising in the morning. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Mason. Now, Mr. Mason, after reading these six practical action steps and, you know, being a part of the Mastermind Association for such quite a long time, do you actually use these practical action steps in your everyday life?
I have been. Hold on. I have been. But, you know, I have fell off a little bit. I have to get back on track because, you know, I set a long-term goal, you know, about the amount of money that I want to attain. But I haven't really been as dedicated to it as I should be because of other reasons. But that shouldn't be an excuse. So,
you know, I will get back to that.
Okay, so well, pertaining to these action steps, you know, during the duration of the time where you were using these action steps consistently, did you actually see improvement? And if so, in what ways did you actually see improvement?
I mean, I saw improvement just for the mere fact that, you know, I was receiving money. I actually got to open a bank account, a savings account. You know, I got with the money that I received, I got the tithe, and that's all. You know, that's what I did with my money. I do plan on buying a share of a stock, which is Nike. You know, I just have to. excuse me. I just need, you know, a little bit more money in order to do that, because if you see the step number two, it says determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire, you know, another step, you know, it says create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once whether you are ready or not to put this plan into action. So, meaning I receive funds, I tithe, and then the last thing that I would like to do with the money is buy a stock, you know, invest my money so that I will continue to have money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what I've been able to do.
Okay, absolutely wonderful. Okay. So, great. Now, do we have any callers on the line at the moment that would like to actually ask questions or comment on this topic? Right now, we'll be opening up the line for any callers on the line. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Ann McNeil. I'm not sure if my mic is open.
Yes, ma'am, it's open. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to ask you the questions. Can you answer the same questions that Stefan just answered, please? The first question is, how much money do you want?
Ms. McNeil, I intend to acquire $100,000, and this would be within a 6-month time period of me actually opening up my business, and I plan to start my very own used automobile dealership, and I plan to implement my dealership onto the internet using major resources on the internet to actually generate traffic and, you know, achieve one of the best online dealerships that are out there on the internet today. And so my short-term goal is within 6 months to generate, an income of $100,000, you know, using my internet car dealership business. And I've been using the practical action steps every single day. And since I've been using them, I've been seeing opportunities that have been coming to me in different forms, you know, whether they be investments or whether they be clients looking for automobiles that they want to purchase, or whether they even be, you know, family members or friends coming to me saying that they want to buy a car within several weeks or several months that, you know, provides business for me down the road, and from there also provides me with referrals that I can actually use to actually, step me closer towards my goals that I want to achieve.
Okay, thank you. And I think you mentioned earlier during the radio show that you are a college student.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. I'm a senior at Florida Memorial University. I'll be graduating this December with my bachelor's in business administration.
Okay, and I think Malachi is on the line. I think he had a question. Malachi, are you still there?
Yes, you have a question.
What question?
Valentino Monroe, I think I hear his dad in the background. Do you have a question or a comment or a statement?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, sir. You're on the radio.
Yes, I'm here listening into this interesting discussion. I'm Valentino Monroe down here in the Bahamas with Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. You're on the radio for the world to hear.
Okay, excellent. Now, in your topic desire. Early on, I think someone talked about how do you condition the mind to achieve, I guess, your goals and desires. And something I thought about during that point, I think that's important, is that to ensure that, you know, you give the mind a singular focus, that you're clear in terms of what it is you're desiring to achieve, and not have too much clutter going on in your mind. And I think that's important, because that allows you to focus on a particular goal, an objective, and that helps to, you know, to make that goal and objective that much more attainable.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to piggyback off of what you just said, you know, what goes along with that, clearing out the mind of clutter and really, you know, sharpening your focus to where it's that of a laser-like focus, I think two of the biggest things that go into that are going to have to be visualization. You know, you have to visualize yourself being successful. You have to visualize yourself achieving that big goal that you want to achieve. You have to already see yourself there. You know, otherwise, if you can't see yourself there, you know, there's no saying that in reality you'll be able to also see yourself there. So it's kind of like you have to see yourself there in the mind's eye. In the mind's eye before you see yourself there in the actual, you know, eyesight. And the second thing that goes into that is, you know, a tool that you can also use to clear your mind of clutter would be meditation. You know, getting into a deeper sense of yourself and actually using that that infinite knowledge, that infinite power that we all have inside of ourselves to unlock and release some, you know, some type of mystical powers that we can use to actually help us achieve our goals and help us pinpoint where we want to go in life.
Yeah, thank you, because those are very practical points, and I think as we discuss the application of the Think and Grow Rich book in general, a lot of us come from backgrounds and environments that haven't always been conducive to this kind of development, and so, you know, that requires a lot of practical physical activities that we have to do, you know, alone and within ourselves to help to condition our mind and thinking to start this kind of development. I think part of what you talked about there, you know, the meditation, and then also the development of faith in ourselves, and faith that we can achieve what it is we've set out to achieve. And a lot of times, you know, that simply means talking to ourselves and convincing ourselves first that, you know, it's possible, so that we're not just going through the motion of following a process that we have not come to fully believe in. And so first, you know, we have to make sure that we are convinced that when we set that $100,000 goal to achieve, you know, within the next 6 months, we have to convince ourselves that that's actually attainable for us. And, you know, we do that by developing that kind of faith in our capabilities, and in the process we've outlined, you know, how to achieve that goal. And so I think the practicality of taking these steps, you know, is key to really making the book in general, and certainly, you know, the chapter on desire come alive.
Yes, sir, that is a really great point, because, you know, if you don't believe in what you're doing, there's no way that it's going to happen. So really great point. Thank you very much for sharing that with all of us. Thank you very much. And now before we move on to the next question, are there any more callers on the line that have any comments or questions that they have for either Stefan or myself?
No, this is Ann McNeil. I'd just like to do one more commercial break, if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are listening to the International Mastermind Association. Our hosts today are the youth of International Mastermind, and Michael Baptiste and Stefan Mason with Malachi Monroe in the back room are hosting the show on behalf of the youth at the direction and oversight of Sharon Jackson and Stephanie Ebanks, who are our youth advisors. If you're interested in getting additional information about the organization, you can go to our website at www.internationalmastermindersws.com. You can also join us every Saturday morning on this Blog Talk Radio show. The number is 665-554-9219. Every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we will be talking about the book Think and Grow Rich as written by Napoleon Hill, and continuing to talk about mastering our mind and how do we live a better quality of life as we set goals and be willing to be held accountable for every area of our lives. And I think that the youngest mastermind that we have is a MISS Miss Mason, at I think she's 6 or 7, and the oldest mastermind that we have will leave that age to your imagination. But it is a wonderful opportunity if any of you who are listening to us on the internet, at some point in the future, if you desire to be held accountable to your goals and your dreams. And with that, we'll turn it back over to Mr. Baptiste, Mr. Mason, and Mr. Monroe. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hello? Yes, this is Annette Ireland calling from Virginia, and I wanted to say something to Stefan. I've been on for a while now. Stefan, I hear, you know, you talk about going to culinary art school, finishing, and working for a five-star restaurant or a five-star hotel. My suggestion to you is that you take the business side of culinary art. Because one day you may decide, which I pray that you will, decide to open your own restaurant. Because I have learned in life that the best thing in life is to be your own boss. The best thing in life is to write your own paycheck. The best thing in life is to be good to you, to pay you what you're worth. So, you know, I really and I strongly suggest that you do, along with Michael. The world is yours, and it's out there for you to go and get it, as long as you're doing the right thing by people. You will be successful, but focus on creating wealth for yourself, because man limits the amount of money that he pays you. You're the only one who does not set limits on yourself. And that's my comment.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your comment. I actually want to just give a little extra on what you said. I am going to pursue a career in culinary. What I plan to do after I graduate with my bachelor's in culinary is to go back into school for business management. So I just want to thank you once again for your comment, and I will use that. I will use your tips. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Michael, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm still here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, thank you very much for that comment. Just to piggyback off of Stefan, you know, I also... And, you know, I have plans to actually start up my own business as well. because, you know, like you said, it called all the way from Virginia. We realize down here in South Florida that, you know, the only way to really live the life that you want is, you know, decide how much you're going to make per year and decide how much you're going to get paid. So actually going into business for yourself, it's not an option for me. It's the only option. And that's the way that I'm choosing to go, and that's how I'm going to, you know, pursue my career, is working for myself and investing my money so that way my money also works for me. So just wanted to throw that in there as well. Now, before we go on to the last question, do we have any more callers with comments or questions that you'd like to add in?
This is Sharon Jackson. Am I on the line?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the line.
Yes, thank you. I am so glad that Annette Ireland came on to bring up that comment, because I had been squirming in my chair. Probably about 6 months ago, the youth had their once-a-month call-in, and obviously Stefan is a part of the youth. And one of the people that he interviewed was his cousin, who owns, and I'll have Stefan explain this further, his own music studio or business. And one of the things that he required, said to us as advice to all the youth, is you may have a talent. Just as Stefan has a talent in cooking and you have a talent in understanding to buy and sell cars. He said, but you have to understand the business of what your talent is in. And he required all of the people that he signed on as vocal with vocal contracts to read a book a month on the business of music. And then he required them to take classes so that they understood the business of music. And that took off the limitations, because if something happened to their voice, then they would not be able to make money. But they understood the business in which they operated in. So I thank Annette, and I just wanted to make sure that I reminded Stefan of what he had progressed, or what he had started there, and that his own cousin, young businessman, puts this in operation. The other thing, if I might take some advantage of my time on the mic, is that I've already mentioned that the Youth International Mastermind once a month has a blog talk internet show the first Sunday of the month. And obviously tomorrow is the first Sunday of the month. We are going to be, I believe our interviewer is going to be Natasha Jugger, one of our long-term youth masterminders. She is going to be interviewing Ms. Wanda Lee. She is the resource person for the Palm Beach County School District. And the reason why we brought her on is that we realized that school is the center of a lot of our youth. Even you, Michael, you are in college. Stefan is in high school. We have others that are moving on into middle school and up in grade school. It's important because there are major changes in the school district. It doesn't matter if you are in Dade County, Broward, or Palm Beach County. You have to understand where the school districts are going, because we promote excellence, we promote long-term planning, and we promote progression. And what we're going to do is bring on a series of administrators in different levels of school and encourage you as to how you make the leap to the next level. We will be on tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and we will be at the same numbers apply. And I want to thank you very much. Before you leave, again, you do another commercial for IMA, and make sure that you tell them how to get in touch with IMA on the blog talk, and that you will be on next week continuing with your call. Thank you very much. I appreciate you allowing me to raise my hand and to speak. Thank you. I'll close my mic.
Oh, also thank you very much for sharing that. Very critical information. We greatly appreciate it. Now, Mr. Stefan, are you still on the call? Okay, wonderful. Now we have time for one last question that's going to be directed straight towards you, Mr. Stefan. The question is, do you really believe that there is nothing impossible?
Do I believe that there's nothing impossible? Before I answer that question, I just want to I want to thank Ms. Sharon for her commercial and what and her comments. But to answer your question, yes, I do believe that nothing is impossible, because stated in the book, they can go rich. You can do anything you set your mind to do. Meaning, you know, as I mentioned a little earlier in the call, you can go above and beyond. You can go above and beyond, but that's only if you want to. You know, you're stopping yourself. No one else is stopping you. You know, people may talk. You know, people may talk down about you. People might, you know, doubt you, but only you can stop yourself. You can continue pushing, and I believe that nothing is impossible if you put your mind to it. You can accomplish anything.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that. And you know, to go along with that, has there been anything in your life that seemed extremely difficult, almost to the point where it was impossible, that you actually, you know, took out the power, took out the strength to achieve and to accomplish and to overcome that which seemed impossible in your life?
I'm actually like doing that right now in high school. It's hard. High school is kind of difficult, but I set my mind, to where I told myself that, I will graduate and I will go to college. So that's where I have my mind as of right now. I already set my mind to, on graduating high school and to continue to move on with my life, which is college. That's the next step. And what I would like to do is, turn around and ask you the same question. Do you believe that, nothing is impossible? And if so, can you please explain your answer?
Okay. Well, yes, I believe that nothing is impossible. I'll give you two examples of why I believe this is true. There was a time, several decades ago, where they said that, it's impossible for you to bend a piece of metal and send a man flying across the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean over to another country. They said this was impossible. But there were two guys known as the Wright brothers, which a lot of us know today. These guys didn't believe that it was impossible. They believed anything is possible. And what they did, they actually put together an invention that, took, a man and sent him flying through the air and allowed him to land safely in any destination around the world which he desired. And these inventions became known as airplanes, and, everybody flies on airplanes nowadays. And this invention that people thought was impossible is now, a means and, very common way of traveling across the world. So that's one example. Another example is going to be, how I actually got a scholarship to college through playing basketball. Now, I started out playing football, and I wasn't very athletic, but I trained and worked hard, and I worked hard every single day, sometimes three times a day, to get where I wanted to be. And, through all the doubts and negativity and people telling me I couldn't do it and couldn't make it, I was able to receive a college scholarship to go play, NCAA basketball. So for me, myself, I've lived through it personally and experienced the fact that nothing is impossible.
Okay, thank you. We're currently running out of time. We have at least 45 seconds left on the call. I want to once again thank Mr. Michael Baptiste and Mr. Malachi Monroe for being on the call and assisting myself. Tune in tomorrow.
One quick comment just before we close.
We currently don't really have that much time, ma'am. I'm sincerely
no,
sorry.
No, for sure.
I'm sorry, sir. We currently don't have...
Okay, I'll save it for next time.
Okay, thank you. I just want to thank you. You have 10 seconds left. Just want to thank you once again for tuning into the call. Tune in to tomorrow, and you guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Stefan. Have a good day.
Okay. 5:00 p.m. tomorrow.